This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. This 4th of July, while you're grilling real food, why is your dog still eating processed filler? We Feed Raw makes it easy to upgrade your dog's bowl with complete, balanced raw meals made from high-quality meat and nutrient-rich organs, with no fillers and no artificial preservatives. It arrives frozen, ready to serve, and made to help your dog thrive from nose to tail. New customers can save $100. That's $50 off your first two boxes when you start a new meal plan subscription by July 7th. We Feed Raw makes feeding real raw meals easy with personalized plans delivered right to your door. Visit wefeedraw.com. That's WEFEEDRAW.com. We Feed Raw gives your best friend real food they'll love.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh and me, Sujit Nair. In India, we have over 3.2 crore pending cases in our courts. 3.2 crores. Interestingly, more than one or almost about 1 crore cases are 5 years and older. India probably has one of the most clogged justice system in the world, clocked courts in the world. The irony is that it is not you and I who are clogging these courts. It is not the common Indian citizen who are clogging these courts. It is the government themselves that are clogging these courts. Over 52% cases, which means out of the 3.2 crore, if you see, almost half, more than half actually, which is around 1.6 crore cases, are that of the government. And these 1.6 crore frivolous cases is what clogs the courts. And frivolous cases, I don't say, do we, Akhilesh? It is the Supreme Court of India that calls it frivolous cases.
Yeah, you know, what you're saying is so correct. While the courts, all courts over the country, all the high courts which are in a position to berate and pull up the government, have always very severely criticize the government for bringing frivolous, vexatious, meaningless cases before them and wasting the precious time of the judiciary. The recent one that has come in public limelight was a Supreme Court case related to a taxation matter. A bunch of those cases had been dismissed by the Supreme Court in December 2017. They dismissed it against the government. The government got another similar bunch of cases before the Supreme Court, which was again dismissed in March 2018. And the Supreme Court even levied a fine of 1 lakh rupees on the government for wasting its time. So the second bunch, again dismissed. The government got a similar bunch of cases before the Supreme Court in May again. And the court kind of just lost its cool. They said that this careless attitude of the government and, you know, indifferent attitude has gone a little too far. So this does continue. The government does indulge in avoidable litigation, litigation which is clogging the courts.
Correct. And Akhilesh, normally the government loses more than 70% of the cases. Are these figures right?
Yeah. I mean, let me point this out to you. For the first time, in a very unprecedented manner, the Economic Survey of 2018 carried a chapter on avoidable litigation of the government. Of course, the chapter was focused on taxation cases. And they pointed out that the success rate of the government in taxation cases is pathetically low. Like they pointed out, in the High Court and direct tax cases, the government success rate is only 13%, which means 87% of the cases were frivolous. They lost them. They were avoidable. And this is just what they were pointing out to say how much money is lost of the taxpayer. Like in this Supreme Court case that I was telling you about, this judge actually noted, they said, for a case which we are dismissing outright, you have engaged the services of an additional solicitor general, a senior advocate and 10 other advocates. You're wasting government money. You're wasting taxpayers' money. That's what happens in all these kind of cases. So the Economic Survey pointed out that can't you actually reduce litigation when you know you're going to lose those cases? But whether it will get reduced, it will only time will say.
We can't blame the government, as in the politicians, for it. This is not necessarily the politicians' creations. This is more so the creation of the bureaucracy. Would you agree to that?
I would agree to that, Sujit, but there are two sides of the coin. The first side of the coin is, let's take revenue cases. It is because some very frivolous and high-pitched or wrong orders are passed that we are forced to go into litigation and the government keeps taking you further and further. On the other hand, the present day fact is that an ordinary Babu, he doesn't want to face, you know, a CVC, CBI, CAG, department vigilance for having, you know, erred in favor of an assessee. So they say, let the court decide. Let me be on a clean mat. Because tomorrow, if he cites the assessee, he's very likely to face a vigilance inquiry. Why did you cite it? Now, the law permitted him when he cited it. But he gets pulled up. So he says, I don't wish to do anything. Let the court decide. That has become the situation today.
So are we getting caught in our own vicious web of our own bureaucracy and our own red tapeism?
Absolutely, we are. But the red tape doesn't want to face a CVC and a CBI and a CAG. So it says, let it go to courts.
And ultimately, all is in lands up in the doorstep of the...
Well, you know, it does land up in the doorstep of the court, and the government has been aware of it to a certain extent. In 2010, the government of India, the central government, framed a national litigation policy. Its target was to make the government an efficient and responsible litigant. It also noted, or it targeted, that they want to bring down the pendency of cases from 15 years to just 3 years. That was in 2010. They said, let's review and formulate a policy by 2015. But no policy got formulated. That was by the central government. They asked state governments also to do that. No state government has done. So, well, let the courts decide is something that the Babudam really prefers it. It continues that way.
So ultimately, what is the solution?
The ultimate solution is, and what is happening in courts at the moment is, out of sheer frustration, the courts have been actually personally fining the Babus. That you brought a case which was absolutely frivolous and you pay X amount of rupees from your salary to the court. They have been doing that. But it still doesn't stop them.
But see, listen, somewhere down the line, aren't we firing the messenger? Because see, somewhere these Babus are firing litigations, going to the court is to save their own backside.
Yes.
I mean, let's be clear here. Okay, they're doing it because they want to get out of the mess wherein tomorrow they are otherwise caught and questioned by the CVC or the CBI or any other enforcement agency. So, isn't there a larger picture here? And are we not looking at
the larger picture is very unfortunate. When the government takes an ordinary human being to courts, very often he loses fortunes, he loses legacies, he loses his shirt. Because litigation is not cheap in India. So, if somebody is in a long-drawn litigation of 15 years, 10 years, 5 years with the government, he's losing his life savings. The second thing, that the larger picture is, there's untold harassment of litigation. Litigation comes with a lot of uncertainty, and that is why, precisely for this reason, there was a survey a couple of months ago. And in the survey, they found that whenever there is a dispute, the aggrieved person prefers not to go to court in 70% of the cases. Because he doesn't know what is going to come out and he might just lose a fortune. And when the litigant is the government with no accountability, does anybody ask the government that in all these lakhs and crores of cases you pursue, how much of legal costs have you paid? Nobody asks them. There's no such questioning happening. So, an individual litigant is facing a government with no accountability. The larger picture is that harassment, fortunes lost, peace of mind lost, and justice delayed and denied, as you pointed out.
Correct. So, this is as far as the actual litigant is concerned. The person, the victim is concerned in this case. I'm calling him the victim purely because he has no other option but to face this giant system called government. But also, talking from the government's point of view, looking at it from a government's point of view, I'm specifically looking at it from a bureaucratic perspective, purely because ultimately it's a bureaucracy that files a case against you, not a political system. So, looking at it from a bureaucratic perspective, it is not technically that bureaucrat's fault that he is filing that suit against you. Because if he doesn't, what happens to him is there'll be a suit against him.
Absolutely.
So somewhere down the line, it is not just him filing a suit, is also what goes to court. So,
what we have experienced is that a good, efficient, conscientious bureaucrat who wants to help you is still hesitant. Only because I should not face an inquiry.
Correct.
And so, he says, let the court decide.
Correct.
So, somewhere, the hounding of a bureaucrat by the system has to stop. Otherwise, the bureaucrat is going to take you to the...
Do we have a case study of any other country, you know, similar to us, where we have the same problem, the same... See, bureaucracy exists everywhere. It is not anything unique to India. But the fact remains that, do we have a case study where we can say, look, in this particular country, the way they handle the problem like this is far better. Is there any other case study?
You know, I'll tell you a country like Switzerland, for example. When these kind of disputes come, they end up engaging outside consultants. So there's a very direct explanation of for why the cost was incurred for the government to litigate. Because they are very aware of that, they tend to litigate less. So if there is some accountability held, that by taking frivolous litigations or cases which were already decided back to the court, like the Supreme Court pointed out, if that is done, then the tendency to litigate will go down.
Actually, having an arbitrator, you know, sorting most of these problems, would that be a solution?
Sujit, they did try to get the Arbitration Reconciliation Act of 1996 into India, but that has not reached anywhere because the same procedures of litigation are there into it.
In arbitration too?
Yes, it has not sorted it out.
Most of these government departments have got their own CVCs. Okay, each CVC is possibly headed by an IPS officer. Okay, and some of them are headed by as senior as ADG, Additional Director General Rank Officers. Okay, now this CVC handles all the corruption and other cases of that particular department and that whatever the people concerned of that particular department, including the common citizen who interact with that department. So that CVC handles that part of the story so that the police does not have to intervene or the law enforcement agency doesn't have to intervene. Can't something similar happen even in litigation?
I think, Sujit, if probably, which is what we are witnessing in the income tax department, if there is a collegium or a committee of senior bureaucrats who decide or who meet together and take a call, this case is not fit to go to the court. In other words, some sense of collective responsibility is put in so that an individual is not hounded. That might help to stop the flow of government cases into courts.
And it'll help both ways. It'll help the courts. It'll decloak.
It will give a happy public. You will go to courts and come back with a sense of justice. When you visit a government officer, you will not think that you're going to be hounded and taken into courts and you'll get relief. Probably you may not get it. As a lawyer once remarked to us that, sir, the judgment will come only when a grandchild is born to your client.
Correct.
It would not result into something like that.
Correct. So to conclude then, Akhilesh, possibly every time we go to court and we figure that our cases have been pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, possibly don't blame the judge, blame the government, because it's because of the government that your cases have been pushed. So just before I end this show, I want to talk about a very loyal viewer, Kamal Unaune. Kamalji had asked us to speak on Walmart, Akhilesh, Walmart and Flipkart merger or takeover. So we will talk about Walmart and Flipkart takeover in our next episode. But in the meantime, you have anything to tell Kamalji?
Kamalji, be very happy with this takeover. As long as e-commerce companies are incurring losses, which is what they are doing, you will get goods at a cheaper rate.
So there you are. You'll get goods at a cheaper rate. So that's it. Keep watching Beyond Headlines. We'll see you with another topic in our next episode. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.